Picard sipped from his drink, eyeing Luke thoughtfully over the rim of the cup.
"I'll make you a deal,"
he said, putting the cup back on the table beside him.
"You tell me why the Empire is suddenly so interested in you, and I'll tell you why your Jedi powers aren't working."
"Why don't you ask the Imperials directly?"
Card smiled.
"Thank you, but no. I just as soon not have them start wondering at my sudden interest, particularly after we pleaded prior commitments when the request came in for us to help hunt you down."
Luke frowned at him.
"You weren't hunting for me?"
"No, we weren't."
Card's lip twisted.
"One of those little ironies that make life so interesting. We were simply returning from a cargo pickup when Mara dropped us out of hyperspace on the spur of the moment to do a nav reading."
Luke studied Mara's stony expression.
"How fortunate for you," he said.
"Perhaps," Card said. "The net result, though, was to put us in the middle of the exact situation that I'd hoped to avoid."
Luke held his hands out, palms upward.
"Then let me go, and pretend none of this happened. I give you my word I'll keep your partner quiet."
"The Empire would find out anyway."
Card shook his head.
"Their new commander is extremely good at piecing bits of information together. No, I think your best hope right now is for us to find a compromise. Some way we can let you go while still giving the Imperials what they want."
He cocked his head slightly.
"Which leads us back to my original question."
"And from there back to my original answer," Luke said. "I really don't know what the Empire wants with me."
He hesitated. "But Leia should be well beyond Imperial reach by now."
"I can tell you, though, that it's not just me. There have been two attempts on my sister Leia, too."
"Killing attempts?"
Luke thought about it.
"I don't think so. The one I was present for felt more like a kidnapping."
"Interesting,"
Card murmured, his eyes defocusing slightly.
"Leia Organa Solo, who is in training to be a Jedi like her brother. That could explain certain recent Imperial actions."
Luke waited, but after a moment it became clear that Card wasn't going to elaborate.
"You spoke of a compromise," he reminded the other.
Card seemed to pull his thoughts back to the room.
"Yes, I did," he said. "It's occurred to me that your privileged position in the New Republic might be what the Empire was interested in, that they wanted information on the inner workings of the Provisional Council. In such a case, we might have been able to work out a deal whereby you went free while your R2 droid went to the Imperials for debriefing."
Luke felt his stomach tighten.
"It wouldn't do them any good,"
he said as casually as he could manage.
"The thought of R2 being sold into Imperial slavery. R2 has never been to any of the council meetings."
"But he does have a great deal of knowledge of you personally,"
Card pointed out.
"As well as of your sister, her husband, and various other highly placed members of the New Republic."
He shrugged.
"It's a moot question now, of course. The fact that the focus is exclusively on the New Republic's Jedi and potential Jedi means they're not simply after information. Where did these two attacks take place?"
"The first was on Bimisari, the second on Bipfash."
Card nodded.
"We've got a contact on Bipfash. Perhaps we can get him to do some backtracking on the Imperials. Until then, I'm afraid you'll have to remain here as our guest."